This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. North Carolina and UCLA have combined to win 15 national championships in college basketball game, but those two teams are going home after last night's NCAA tournament semifinals at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Advancing to the championship game tomorrow night are Kansas and Memphis. The Kansas Jayhawks seeking their first national title since 1988, the Memphis Tigers seeking their first ever. Greg Eklund has more from San Antonio.
Before this season, Kansas coach Bill Self never took a team to the NCAA's Final Four, much less to the championship game. And to reach the title game, his Jayhawks had to pass a monumental test. They were matched against the North Carolina Tar Heels, who were the preseason pick to win it all. The Tar Heels also spent 14 weeks this season as the nation's number one team in the Associated Press poll. And on top of all that, Self had to beat Tar Heels coach Roy Williams, the man he succeeded as coach at Kansas.
The motivation was for our players playing against the overall number one seed and playing against an unbelievable team and program. And in order to be the best, you've got to beat programs like Carolina. That was our guys' motivation. It didn't have anything to do with who used to coach at Kansas.
The Jayhawks raced to an early lead, 11-6 in the first 4 minutes of the game. Four players scored for KU, the kind of balanced scoring that's been one of KU's strengths this season. KU never relinquished its lead, and 13 minutes into the first half, the Jayhawks had built their lead to 28 points over the stunned Tar Heels. North Carolina made it closer briefly in the second half before Kansas ran away to win 84-66. Williams knew a successful comeback in the Final Four would be difficult.
We had a couple of great comebacks this year of maybe even 20 points or more, Boston College, Clemson, but the team we're playing tonight was a one seed in the NCAA tournament, deserved it during the regular season, and won it during the course of this tournament. So you can't spot those kind of teams, those kind of margins, and come back.
Earlier in the evening, UCLA was playing in its third straight Final Four, while Memphis was making its first appearance since 1985. The only time the Tigers reached the championship game took place in 1973, and they were beaten by UCLA. But last night it was all Tigers, humbling the Bruins 78-63. Memphis coach John Calipari is calling it his dream team, and he's proud of the uplifting spirit it has given the city.
We have a lot of things going on where this right here, what's happening, can show a lot of young kids there is hope. This in Memphis will mean more.
As a head coach, Calipari has been to the Final Four once in 1996 with Massachusetts, but he didn't make it to the championship game. Like Bill Self of Kansas, he'll be looking for his big breakthrough in the title game Monday night. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund in San Antonio.